Hi there. The word for you today is on your child of promise. We've been talking about this for the last few days. In Hebrews 11 verse 32 we read, "Time would fail me to tell of Jephthah." You know, your child of promise may be far from perfect today, and their transition into God's kingdom may prove to be anything but smooth. Listen to these words from the book of Hebrews. "Time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of aliens." Note those words, that little phrase, "out of weakness were made strong." When you read the names of all these Bible heroes and know their stories, you realize that Satan will fight your child of promise from the day they're born until the day they die. And if he can't get to them, he will try to get to their children. Jephthah, Israel's youngest judge, had to rise above the stigma of having prostitute for a mother and a father who wanted nothing to do with them. But he overcame all this, led Israel to victory over their enemies, became known as a mighty man of valor, ended up listed alongside the Bible's greatest heroes, including Abraham, Moses, Esther, Ruth, and David. Think about this: abandonment, abuse, addiction, absenteeism, anger and aggression. None of these things can stop God from using your child of promise if only you'll stand in the gap and pray in their behalf and keep speaking God's word over them. You say, what is the gap? It's the difference between what is right now and what can be in the future. It's the difference between who your child is right now and what God knows he or she will become in the future. And that's what the battle is all about. And that is the word for you today.